Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Talk Radio, you know the drill. Is this thing on? Did I mute myself? The fuck? Motherfucking B-I-T-B up in this. It's another edition of Disorderly Conduct. Welcome to Thursday Night Swag, September 29th, 2011. I will be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. If you would like to join me, there is a call-in number on the board, on the screen. 347-826-7667. You just call that number and tell me what's on your mind, and I'll make it all better. Oh, man, it's fucking Thursday. I'm working on a request right now, a last-minute request. I don't know. It's not working out at the moment. I'll see what I can do by the end of the show. Thank you to all the folks who are tweeting me. I love Twitter, and I love you for tweeting me on Twitter. I also love you if you're in my chat room. Hello, everybody in the chit-chat room. Who do we got in here? Oh, wow. Oh, hi, sugar. Hello there, Anon Sicko. Oh, hi there, Artie's World. Hello, Bob Bobbington. Oh, it's Cabin Crew in the house. Is that the real Cabin Crew or is somebody trolling me? You're missing an E or a 3 or something. Shari Wong in the building. Ghost Zero in the house. Goose Cream Soup was firsties in the chat room. Big shouts out to Goose Cream Soup for being firsties in the chat room. She was here before I was here. I turned on the chat room and she was waiting for me. I am Flavor 6 in the building. I am Flavor 6. ISNAN, ISNAN in the building. Our good friend Mary Mad in the house. Oh boy, here we go. I always fuck this up. Susie Secchi. Susie Secchi? Did I get that right? Susie Secchi in the house. Wendigo in the building. And that's it for your early chit-chatters. Hey, everybody. Let's do this, shall we? Don't be shy. Call in. We can talk about whatever's on your mind. Open lines. The only requirement tonight is that you bring some swagger. And, yeah. So I have confirmation that is the actual Cabin Crew representing. Don't worry, Shari Wong. I will get to you. I know it's past your bedtime, and I will bring you on in a second. Give me a minute here, dude. It's my fucking show, dude. Chill out. Hang on a second. Anyway, before I get to calls and Shari Wong and everyone, I'd like somebody to release some. It sounds like there's a dog that has been chained somewhere, and I can't see it, but I can hear it. Anybody hear that?
Yeah,
there's a dog outside. Do you see that? Well, you can't see it. This dog is begging outside while it's... I presume the dog's owners... You got to hear this one. Put the microphone out the window. Here you go. Of course, the minute I poke the microphone out the window, the dog stops crying. Oh, man. All right. So 347-826-7667 is the number. Anon Sicko is here with me. Anon Sicko, what's going on, dude?
Not much, man. What happened the last night, dude? You let all of your adoring fans down. We had nothing to do. All of us were running around like chickens with our heads
no
cut
shit,
off because you weren't here.
No shit. I didn't have anything to do either. I ended up calling into Goofy Bones show. It was terrible. It was. I'm sorry. No, I had some. I was tied up with some stuff. It wouldn't allow me to get my show started on time. It just wasn't going to happen. I had some restrictions. I could have done a late show, but I just wasn't feeling it. You know, I took a night off. I checked out Goofy Bone. I went over to his show and called in and hung out for a little bit. And I had a night off from doing the show. Sorry, excuse me for taking a night off. I usually just take one night off a week, Saturday, and that's not enough. So
Ben,
there you
sometimes
go.
You have to make sacrifices for your fans.
Fiesta from the show. If you guys, if you want to, I couldn't have done it then, but you know, one of these times, if I just don't feel like doing a show, I'm up to periodically having a guest host. I've done that. Did you hear the dog now?
I actually did hear it that time.
The dog is crying outside the window while its owners are eating food right in front of its face. This is torture. I'm calling PETA.
Oh, the irony.
I have connections in PETA. Trust me. I know people.
You're connected into their servers.
Not anymore. But I know peeps over there still. There are good people there. PETA is there. Is there? I do believe there is some. There is some moral fiber, some good work that's coming on. That's going on there. But I think, like anything else, once it becomes sort of bigger than the original creators and can control, it becomes its own thing, its own animal, and it becomes big, and it becomes, you know, like any corporation. Like, look at Google. Google is, these two kids started it, 10 years ago? Not even 10 years ago. Just two kids in at Stanford. Just what the fuck? Let's do a search engine. And now now Google's fucking, like, basically a fucking investment firm. I mean, if you want to pick at somebody, pick at Google. Jesus Christ, they got their hands in everything. My God. But that's a different show, I guess. Jesus Christ, what's going on? We got a ton of callers here. I got to get to Shari Wonks too. Let's see. First, let's go 210. Who's this?
Hi.
Hey, who's this? Caller, identify yourself.
It's Goose.
No, I think it's Emmy. Is it Emmy?
Nope.
Synthetic Divinity?
Yes.
Div is in the building. Do all you sexy girls sound alike? I'm sorry. My bad. our good friend Div is with us now. I have a non-sicko, Div. And I'm going to bring out one more caller, and then we'll bring on Shari Wong. Shari Wong has got a major hard-on to get on the show right now. So hang on, kids. We'll get right to him in just a second. Now he's got to, it's past his bedtime. In fact, I hope your parents don't know you're calling in right now, Shari Wong. Let's see. Let's go caller from the 111. Who's this?
The 111.
Yeah,
that
caller,
me?
Blocked caller. Sorry, blocked caller. Yeah, that's you.
Oh,
who's it?
Shag me. What's up?
Oh, shag me.
Yeah. I came early this time.
Right on. You came on. You're on time. This is great. It's good to have you, bro. What's on your mind tonight?
It's not the first time he's came early.
Oh, I came about 10 minutes ago, but yeah.
What's going on with you, man?
Nothing. I've been doing a little research in some groups. I'm going to plug them at the end of the show, though. As far as my personal life, getting shit ready for college is a pain in my fucking ass. They want this, they want that, they want this, they want that, and it's just, I got to go here, I gotta go there, I got to go drive all the way up to fucking Maine, I got to go all the way down to Texas. It's a pain in my ass, bro. And why can't it be, I signed some paperwork, all right, good, I'm all set. No, I got to go all across America to get certain items of paperwork just to fucking go and enroll.
You can't ask them to mail it to you?
No. Could they need me in person with my birth certificate, my social security card, so on and so forth?
That really sucks.
Dude, another side note, that just reminded me. At some point during the show, we're going to call Captain Hook Meng, who's the producer for Mr. EBT. He tweeted his phone number today and said, "Hey, if you want to hook up with Mr. EBT and Captain Hook Meng, call this number." So I got the number. I'm going to call that at some point during the show. If you guys know what I'm talking about, the Mr. EBT guy, this guy.
I know the Captain Hook. Swipe.
That's right. I'm swiping all day. Swipe. Sandwiches, swipe. Chips, Snickers, Twix.
That's it.
I swipe my card. He asked me for my pin. 1778. I punch him in.
You never heard this song?
Good. Potato chips.
My EBT. What?
Man, I love it.
Oh yeah, I've heard this song.
EBT. I just swipe my EBT.
Yeah, this guy's blowing up. Like, all the conservative bloggers hate this because they think they can't tell if he's being serious or not.
I just swipe my EBT.
Being satirical or not. And so that dude, we're going to call him at some point during the show. But before we get to that, let's talk to Shari Wong. What's up, Shari Wong?
What's up, Ben?
Welcome to the show, bro. You're on with Anon Sicko, Synthetic Divinity, Shag Me, and a ton of people in the chat room listening. What's going on, bro?
Not much. I'm just doing some more stuff for Kishu.
Yeah, I follow you on Twitter, and you've been going ballistic on essentially Operation Kishu, from what I can tell.
Yep.
And yeah, you seem pretty mad, bro. What's going on with that?
Basically, sorry, I'm saying like five things at once here. I have loads of like court case documents and all kind of shit, and like ex-boyfriends calling me and loads of stuff of Kishu. And there's a post, I need to find it, sorry, a minute. Is it called Huffington Post?
I'm familiar with Huffington Post. What about it?
I need to find this thing.
All right. What? While he's working on that, let's go ahead and take another call. I got another person waiting patiently. Go ahead, 111. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yo, Vince.
Oh, it's fucking Bags. What's up, crappy air Bags?
Nothing, man. Yeah, I was a little disappointed, Shari. Man, I knew it was Kishu's docs, but I don't really care about Kishu unless she's a Fed.
Yeah, that's what I honestly. That's what I thought he was gonna say. I was like, holy shit, I had a fucking.
Nah, that would have been funny though.
No, it wouldn't have been.
Yeah, it really was.
No,
listen. Because if you think about it, no one would think she would be a Fed. She's just like this very.
Oh, totally.
I don't want to really go too deep into it, but she seeks so much attention. You wouldn't think she's a fucking Fed. The Feds, the last thing they do is seek attention.
Except for Omar Santos, because he's one sexy man.
Yeah, some people are just too good, and they hide in plain sight.
It's like growing weed in the clover leaves off the turnpike.
Shari, I know you're really proud of yourself for your docs, and I think it's kind of almost not fair to call it docs though. I think it's more just like a cool story, bro. That's what I got out of it. And it sounds to me like you plagiarized. It sounds like you did a little. A little command C, command V too.
Grant, me? No, I've got a freaking whole notepad document that I've had before. But dude, Vince, there's more coming, bro.
Oh, I don't doubt. This is just the tip of the iceberg, Shari.
This is just the tip of the fucking iceberg, bro. There's a lot more to come.
Dead ahead. I gotta commend Shari or whoever wrote that doc because it was very well written out, very articulate. Which makes me think that, I don't know what I think about it. Usually when I see a docs, it's just schools.
It wasn't what I think of as docs. To me, it was just more of a. It sounded like a. Just a first person account of something. It was pretty much filled with.
To be fair, her docs.
Ad hominem. It's just sort of ad hominem sort of stuff. I mean. I don't know. I was expecting like full on names and addresses and all this shit.
There was addresses and stuff in there.
Was there? I just kind of paid attention to the big like it was like a little short story. I got some popcorn out. I was
autobiography.
I sat down and dug in, and you know, a lot of stuff was kind of glossed over. Her work with the BWC, I think, was downplayed. I think she was a very integral part of the BWC for a little while, and you know, she wasn't maybe tactical, but I don't know. She, you know, Kishu had a nice little run. You gotta give her some respect for that. She fucking came in here and took over my fucking radio show for like a month or two straight. It's insane.
She has a day dedicated to her.
Hey, yeah, we all protested
God now.
That,
thank
though.
God. Thank God that shit is gone now.
We all protested holy. That, so she doesn't get any credit.
I never knew all that shit about her. I gotta say, that's pretty interesting about her life. It's understandable considering her issues with her father and so on and so forth.
Who doesn't have issues with their father? Who doesn't have issues with their father? Do you think Mr. EBT has issues with his father?
I have issues with everyone. I have no family. I have barely anyone left in my life, so it is what it is. I don't have issues. I just take it with a grain of salt.
I don't know. Shari, I just think I'm really sad that you and Kishu aren't friends anymore, because I thought you guys were really good friends for a while there, and it's sad to see friends stop being friends, and you know, that's fine. I just think Shari, you're a smart guy, and I think you're better than this, dude. I don't think you need to rage on her so much, because, you know, even if she is as evil as you want to make her out to be, you gotta be the better person. All right, you're a smart guy. You know better than to just pick on women like this, right? Even if they are evil and conniving, you know, like seriously, you gotta be. There's a thing called chivalry. I don't believe it's dead yet. Okay, and Shari, I think you're better than this. That's what I'm saying. I don't doubt your skills. I've never doubted your skills. I don't doubt that you can't get your hands on anything and everything that you can that's possible to find out on the internet. That's beside the point. It's the malice. It's the intent. That's what I have a problem with. I'm kind of disappointed in you. I really am. You're a really smart guy. You know, you could be using your this energy, this vindictiveness, whatever it is you want to call it. You could be using that, channeling that into something else, you know, more worth your time than Kishu. Seriously, dude. If she's as evil and such a low life, why are you even wasting your time?
Do you want me to jump to that?
Go ahead, answer.
Okay. One, can I like say some upcoming stuff, like a little trailer kind of thing?
All right, dude, you got to speak up a little bit, because we're getting a lot of background noise. I don't know if you're trying to like not make too much noise because, you know, the folks are in the other room or something. But, dude, you got to speak up or something.
One second. One second. My microphone's perfectly fine on Skype. We'll look at it. One second. Okay, is it okay now? Is it better?
Yeah, it's better. Go ahead.
Okay. Two things. There'll be a YouTube video uploaded within the next 48 hours if that Patreon release gets 2,500 views. Me and Forsaken have a little surprise in store. The Kishu and all you guys. It'll be quite interesting, I think. Two, I'm doing it because I don't like people like that. Like, I know I'm a complete dickhead to some people and stuff, but I don't do what she does, if you know what I mean. That's just taking it to a whole next level, bro. And I'm trying to think of words, but I can't because I'm too tired.
All right. It sounds like you're transmitting from a goddamn airplane hangar. But all right. Thanks, Shari Wong. I appreciate that. Anyway, let's go around the horn here. Anon Sicko, you're back. Let me ask our resident female. Is it synthetic divinity? Is that right?
Yes.
Sin Div. Do you even know what we're talking about, or do you even care?
I'm trying to keep up, but it's not sticking. What's going on?
Yeah. She hasn't been around long enough.
Yeah, you know what? Nobody really cares. Ultimately, nobody really cares about Kishu's docs. I think Crappy Airbags, you said it best. Unless it turns out she's a Fed or something, like most of the stuff, you know, yeah, she's a cam whore. I mean, she admits it. She's never said she wasn't. She's, you know, it's pretty much been advertised from the get go. You know, she's obviously, yes, a very lonely girl that's, you know, bringing up, raising a kid and kind of missing out on her boy crazy early 20s while her, you know, all her friends and everybody else are doing it. So yeah, I think she plays it out virtually through the internet, and you know, she did it on the show for like I said 2 or 3 months. But whatever, dude, she's gone, it's over, dude. You should just move on, Shari Wongs, and you got bigger, better things on the horizon, dude. Airbags.
Yo.
What are your thoughts?
I told Shari before he released the docs, if it was Kishu, I was going to be disappointed, just because there's a lot better shit to be doing, you know? I thought we were going to get full docs on Mr. Redcoat. We got a partial doc. You know who Mr. Redcoat is, right?
Yeah, I know of him. I know the guy from the videos and the pictures and stuff, but I have...
Yeah.
He's NYPD, though, right?
Yeah, he's apparently NYPD detective, first precinct, but I don't know. I guess I'll let the cat out of the bag. Apparently, he's an adjunct professor that teaches ethical policing at John Jay. Wait a second. Motormouth. I don't want to steal anybody's thunder here, but... yeah, whatever. He's an adjunct professor in ethical policing at John Jay SUNY.
What?
There you go. There's the full paste right there. Nah, that's not it. I think there's going to be a adjunct professorship, but I think it's kind of ironically funny.
Ethical policing?
Yeah, that whole gig. If you go to John Jay, they have all that shit. It's just not confirmed. Okay. But he definitely, if you go to John Jay University, you can see he's an adjunct staff member. And when I say staff and member, you know what I'm saying, right?
You know, like staff and his member? I don't know.
Yeah.
So but, who needs to confirm it? You want someone to call?
I'm not doing that anymore. Motormouth says police science. There you go, whatever it is. And Shari is not in the van. But yeah, I'm probably going up to Occupy Wall Street tomorrow night. Heading up there after work. We're looking forward to the Critical Mass Nexus with Occupy Wall Street folks. And it looks like the Transportation Workers Union has voted tonight to support
right?
the protest, right? So we got the airline pilots down there. We got the Postal Service.
Now. All the unions are moving in now. Like, I went to the Occupy San Francisco today. It was all SEIU people. The unions have co-opted it. It's just like the Tea Party. It started off as like an organic thing, and now the left is going to hijack it, and it's over, dude. It's,
don't be so cynical, Vince.
Dude, it is.
No,
you got your Michael Moores down there.
Yeah, the TWU, that's right. You're being kind of cynical. I think there's way too many factors in play to just think it's going to be usurped by your standard labor mold.
I thought the same thing about the
mold.
Tea Party, dude. I thought the Tea Party was going to be like a grassroots, real fucking like nonpartisan, postpartisan thing. And you know what? Boom, Fox News and all those motherfuckers swooped in and took it over. All of a sudden, you got all these, you know,
Yeah, but the Tea Party controls political dialogue now, Vince. So whether they failed or not, or whether they got usurped or not, they have a strong influence in political dialogue in America today.
Yeah, you're right. They do. But it's not really the grassroots people that started it off. Now it's just
no,
a banner.
You're right.
It's just a banner now. It really is just a banner that they throw up there to get some cred, and it automatically gets a reaction from the, you know, the exact reaction they want to get from people.
Yeah, but the funny thing was is that there was a socialist. The socialist tribe was already representing up there, and if you want to go as far left as you can with unions, that was before the unions, though, right?
Oh, totally. Yeah, that was like the original, like Code Pink and all those people were the usual suspects. Let me bring on Jackal at 9. He's here. Go ahead, Jackal.
Can I get back to Chari? I was trying to call in, but no one was picking up.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, Chari's right here. What's up?
Shari,
I'm putting you on mute for a second because your background noise is hideous. So go ahead, Jackal, and then I'll let Shari respond.
Just there's like literally hundreds of people that could be doxxed. And especially with the passion and work ethic to get as much as possible inside of a document. If you look at it just as that, he put a lot of work in it, and there's a lot of people that actually deserve that work. I just want to put a calling that if you would like to do something a little bit more in line with probably what's right in the world. Not saying what he's doing isn't right, it's right to him, but there's bankers, there's cops and all that stuff.
Dude, yeah, Lloyd Blankfield. There was partial docs that came out on him. Like that's a nut that could be cracked a lot more. Like instead of going after Kishu because you got your butt hurt, why not go after this dude because you're gonna have to be a slave to the fucking grind for the rest of your goddamn life because. You know, all the generations ahead of you have sucked up all the resources before you.
You want to tell me why first of all, that was not a partial dox. That was a pretty full dox of him. Second of all, you want to tell me why that Pastebin was taken off of Pastebin, but the cop dox is still on? Who does that show where the priorities for someone to come in and take off a dox?
Right. Oh yeah. No.
Which docs got removed?
It's back up, but it's
the baloney docs.
No, he what's funny is he remained, but this Goldman Sachs dude like was pulled like hours after it was put up. Of course, we've already put it back up, and we will.
He's got big lawyers
and big money.
But you would think that cops would swoop in and tell him not to have the baloney one.
He's lower in the pyramid.
He's pretty high brass for that first precinct. They had cops at his house all night.
Yeah.
Who, Baloney?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Baloney's on the streets, dude. Lloyd.
Yeah,
Lloyd
I gave him
fucking,
a jingle.
Lloyd ain't even fucking in the vicinity, bro. Lloyd's getting his shoe shined somewhere.
I'm being told to hush. I'm saying too much, I guess.
That's a first.
Yep. So Shari, that's what I have to say about
Shari,
that.
Shari, are you there? Did you want to respond, Shari? Shari.
I think he got mad.
No, he didn't get mad.
I think he muted himself. I told him he had really bad.
Please remember that I never said anything about the docs being good or bad. I just said that it could be.
No, he was telling me to hush.
Oh, I'm just.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I can hear you, Sherry. Go ahead.
Is it still little background noise crap?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, that's okay. It's okay. It's fine. Go ahead.
I don't know. I'm confused. I'll go and, if you want, I'll go and dox a banker if you want.
No, I'm not saying that's what you need to do. I'm just saying that, I personally would love that, but there's a lot more important people on this world. I'm not saying that Kishu's not important, but that actually needs the work done. actually, like, doing bad things. Like, the CEOs of Google need it right now because they're complying with the government and deleting all the protest videos right now, like, as we're talking.
Okay, so who's the CEO of Google? I forgot his name.
Larry.
They're coming off of YouTube, Jackal?
Pick any one of them, dude.
Give me one. I don't know the name.
Bikram Pandit. Bikram Pandit the Bandit. Yeah, go for Pandit the Bandit.
I can't understand what you're saying. Type it in the chat.
But didn't they try to take the Scientology videos down for fucking years?
Yeah, Larry Page is the CEO of Google.
So they're not going to take shit down.
Yeah, it's
they're already coming down.
They're already taking the videos down, right?
Well, if the person saw the video, yes.
This is why I wanted to...
How old is Larry Page?
Dude, I would say he's probably in his mid-30s, early 30s, mid-30s. I used to work at Google, dude. I used to see these guys on campus, like, all the time, bro.
Larry Page and Eric Schmidt.
Kids. It's Larry Page and Sergey Brin started the company. Eric Schmidt was the hotshot Wall Street guy who came in and ran the ship as CEO. For the first whatever couple years of their when they went public,
like they actually deserve it, like for sure.
Okay, I've got three addresses.
Those guys are brilliant. Yeah,
I've got three addresses for him, and he was his middle name's Monroe. He's got two houses in New York and one in California.
That's just disgusting.
What?
I mean, that's like disgusting. Like to have that much money. I'm sure he gives a lot of it away.
I would think that's totally disgusting. He should have at least three houses in New York, at least.
Yeah, he needs three houses in New York.
This is confusing me now. It's already annoying.
Oh, dude, one of those guys. I think it was Sergey Brin, maybe. One of those guys. Got married on what's his name's island, the guy that has Virgin Airways.
Richard Branson.
Yeah, Richard Branson. The guy owns his own fucking island.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had his fucking wedding there. That's some leech shit, dude.
It is.
I'm gonna talk about some leech shit, dude. There you go. Those motherfuckers, jet setting. Doing it. Damn, we got a lot of people on the line. If you want to get in on this, 347-826-7667, and you just press the number 1. If you're on the line and you want to talk, press number 1. That virtually raises your hand and alerts me that you want to get in on this. Don't be shy. And I haven't called Captain Hookming. I kind of want to call him, dude.
Call him.
Sounds just like a porn name.
Captain Hookman?
Yeah, definitely like a porn name.
Captain
Airbags. Airbags.
Airbags is here. Go ahead, Airbags.
Yo, what's up?
So you said you're going down to New York tomorrow?
Yeah, well, it's up for me, but yeah.
Yeah. So you're going down there, and then Ghost is going up to Boston. And I'll be in the Denver one. That'll be interesting just to watch some tweets.
Yeah, man. If I need to bring anything up there, give it to anybody, DM me.
All right.
Like medical supplies, bandages, fucking Pepto-Bismol, whatever.
M80s? Nope. You got those?
Nah, come on, man.
Dude, the one in San Francisco today, they were going into the banks, dude.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't think I ever saw
Sounds
that.
Sounds risky.
I didn't see it, but I saw the tweets about it, that they went into like a couple of different banks, and I think one of them they didn't get out of. I think
they locked them in.
They locked them in there and arrested them. I think they got arrested. At least that's what I heard. I was following Vivian Ho, the news reporter.
This is good.
She's at all these protests. She's the protest beat.
Yeah. Are you going as Black Bloc?
Me?
No, I'm talking about...
Airbags?
What's the Black Bloc? I mean, I know what Black Bloc is, but don't they just show up and throw trash cans?
No, they're all blacked out. Like the face all covered.
Asian
blacked
provocateurs.
Out. They're not Asian provocateurs. They're nuts. They're awesome.
Provocateurs.
Hey, I'm using my YouTube downloader now, and I'm saving every fucking video that there is
Apple
on this
mountains.
Shit, Jackal.
Awesome. And we can toss them on Vimeo. I don't know why people aren't using Vimeo instead.
I'm not seeing them disappear, to be honest with you. I got a bunch of links saved.
I'll throw the thing in the chat, the document saying that was happening. And then
okay.
I'm like Aeony Ops, his entire account got frozen.
Shari Wong, sorry, go ahead, chime in, bro.
I have Vimeo Pro account if you want to borrow it. I've got like 5 gigabytes a week of uploading space.
On Vimeo, you said?
Yeah, Vimeo Pro.
Yeah, that actually may be helpful because we don't want
this
document.
Is this me or is this connection hitting?
He's
in
fucking the airship, man.
Is it just me?
No, Hello? He's in the airship.
Is this thing on? What the fuck is going on with his connection? Shari Wong, listen to this. Okay, I'm going to put everybody else on mute and just listen to his connection alone. Shari, your connection is hideous, dude. Here, wait, here it is. Here it is. I'm going to unmute him. Now.
VPN connected to a remote PC back to me. So that's why it's like bad. Because I don't want to be caught, obviously.
Alright, fair enough.
I watched Chari on TV too. That was interesting.
I saw that. I don't think I've talked to you since I've seen that. I saw that, Chari. I was kind of bummed they didn't give you more airtime, dude. They kind of like gave you one chance to answer and then they never came back to you. It was kind of fucked up.
I trolled them for like the whole show, but then they cut out half of it.
Oh, that's how long did they tape it for? Because the actual thing
like
was
hours.
Only like 2 hours. Wow,
that's a lot of editing.
No shit, because I think the video that I watched was like maybe 5 minutes.
Oh no, there was three of them. There were 15 minutes each. So
oh really? Oh, I just
45 minutes, and then when you think about commercials. Like, if you were watching it live, it would have been probably about an hour
ago.
Yeah.
I guess I just saw one of the three. I'll have to look for the other ones.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Indeed.
I like that my friend Bobby was on there.
Bobby Tables, he was messaging me afterwards.
He's a good guy.
Bobby Tables had the really cool... Guy Fawkes background fucking thing going. I'd love to know what software he was using.
That wasn't software.
Yeah, it was just he turned off laptop.
He turned off all the lights and put paint on his mask
and
make it glow.
Yeah.
Cool.
Hey, can I ask you guys something?
Yes,
sure.
Please do.
Okay. Pretend you guys had an ex, and you hadn't talked to each other for like 3 weeks or seen each other, and then all of a sudden when you do, like if you have to meet up for something in a meeting, and you see each other again, and you act really flirty with her. What are you trying to say? What are you trying to say?
That he wants in your pants?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, dude, that's what's great about once you break up, then and after a little while, you can just start having sex, and it's no big deal. You can be friends with benefits.
No, but it wasn't after we broke up. It was like... a month after we broke up, and then, I had 3 weeks of just pure silence. I never didn't talk to him, didn't even hear from him or anything. And then I see him, 2 days ago, and he's really flirty with me. And even today, too, I had to see him today, and I don't know. It's just, it's really throwing me off, and I don't like it.
Do like it?
Huh?
You said you do like it?
No, she does not like it.
No, I don't like being messed with you.
Yeah. There's this kid named Crappy Tires that's looking for a girl. I'm trying to help him out. So Any play that you can give him would be perfect.
Opsy, get CT laid.
If you touch his leg, I'll be happy.
Yeah, just touch his leg.
Okay, so then what should I do? I mean, like, I don't know if he's just like, trying to be vulgar and get in my pants, like you guys said, or if he really misses me or what.
I say you dox him.
Wait, no. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. I hope you already doxed him. Okay, no. Do you want to get back with this guy? Do you want to get back with him? Do you have feelings for him still?
I'm not going to say anything. I know how to
good. Do. Good. Keep it that way, Jackie.
I kind of do, but I mean...
Do you think he has feelings for you, or do you in your gut, you can, I mean, you know him, he's your ex-boyfriend. Can you tell whether he just wants the difference between him just being horny and wanting to hook up and him being like all lovey-dovey and wanting to get back together? Can you tell, I mean, you can tell the difference, right?
Yeah.
And what's your gut feeling on how he's coming at you?
Both.
Okay, so you think he probably wants to get back together too, or are you projecting that? Is that what you want to happen?
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, I kind of want it to happen, but I kind of feel that's what he wants too. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, then what's the problem? You're just tripping out about the 3 weeks where there's just no. I mean, just ask him. Just say, dude, what's up? I didn't talk to you for 3 weeks, and now suddenly you want to fucking get it on right now. What the hell? Just why can't you just ask him?
I'm shy.
Does he have a Twitter?
Yeah.
I'll tweet him and ask him.
Yeah, what's his Twitter?
Yeah, you should definitely give us his Twitter.
Okay, well, maybe we
have your best interest in mind.
Or we could just call him. You know, we could call him.
Oh, yeah, do that.
You don't have to say you're on the line. Just say, what's up, dude? So are you like, are you and Dev, are you guys back together or what's up?
The problem with that is I don't want to make it even more awkward, you know?
Oh, it won't be awkward. I think it's funny.
It won't be awkward for us.
No, I don't know. I mean, I'm just tripping out because, I mean...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm tripping because he's the one who fucked up. And, I mean, I don't...
Did he cheat on you?
Do that again. Yeah.
Yeah, once a cheater, always a cheater.
Yeah, I want to go back.
Yeah, seriously. All
yeah,
joking aside.
Yeah, unless you're just going back to fuck with his head and he's going to fillet you.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I want to do it.
But, like, then again, I mean, we didn't date that long. So, I mean, it's, I don't know. I mean,
just 5 years?
No, not even. Barely a month, and
because
I knew him a long time.
Oh, a month?
Oh, this is all okay.
This is all just okay. Okay, I see what's going on. You guys are just jackrabbits, just going at it. Just that's great. That's fine. Just let it happen, baby. Just go for it.
I mean, I didn't have sex with him, and I'm not like that either. But I mean,
fine.
You should give us his Twitter and we'll find out for you.
And his Facebook. I have a nice girl on Facebook that can get in anybody's account. So we can see where his mind's at.
We're just looking out for you.
I know. Thank you. But no, I can't do that.
We own the interwebs. Okay. By the way, I just saw on Twitter that the cabin crew just released another dox on a banker. It looks like the CEO of JP Morgan.
Jamie Dimon. That's right. Jamie Dimon, the CEO of JP Morgan Chase. Thank you, Jackal. Yes. Let's see. What do we have here? Family. Wow. Judith K. Dimon, Jamie Dimon, Judy Dimon, Julia Dimon, a whole bunch of diamonds. That's a 14-carat diamond family there. Oh, my goodness.
Look at his house.
A wild leak has occurred. That's right. Jamie Dimon of JP Morgan Chase.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
how come
8,
I can't
9,
click
10,
on the link?
11. 11 houses.
God.
Motherfucker. Where's mine?
All in a shot calling, bro.
I also just posted the link in the chat room for everybody to see.
He owns two in the same building.
separated by 10 doors.
Well, his girlfriend lives downstairs.
Both his girlfriends. The wife's not even in the building. She's got her own place, fucking God knows where.
Her own island.
Oh, it'll be interesting to see how long this shit stays up, Jackal. This is going to go quickly as Lord Fuckenstein's docs did.
Yeah, we have
to. There you go. Tonight, right here on the program, we just reported the cabin crew has struck again. This time, releasing docs on Jamie Dimon, the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase.
Yep.
Wait, I'm going to save it. I'm going to mirror it. So if it disappears,
it'll be on our Tumblr somewhere. Too. So the cabin crew has a Tumblr, and Tumblr's very free speech friendly. I would suggest everybody doing that over Facebook pages.
Once again, this document has family member names, former positions that he held, addresses for different properties,
record?
I guess.
No. Well, yeah, he's got a... Did you not see 2008? Of course he's got a criminal record.
No, I'm wondering if he got his criminal record or the captain.
No, does he have a conviction record? That's something completely different. He's got enough money that if he got a speeding ticket, he could bury it before anybody would ever hear about it. All right, so I guarantee you, if you did a background check on him,
it has his contribution, individual contribution of $5,000 in 1999 to the New Jersey Democratic State Committee.
He's an asshole.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's a smoking shot gun right there, man.
Uh-huh. So basically the moral of the story is we could do this for your boyfriend, and we could find out all of his girlfriends.
Yeah, exactly. This will take care of everything.
We'll find out if he has any other houses.
Hack his mind. Well, this shit's all over my Twitter feed now.
Yeah.
That's because I'm retweeting the fuck out of it about 1,000 times.
No, from people I don't even know.
Yeah, it moves quickly.
Like random people who showed up on my timeline.
So he also has family that's colleagues. Anybody find that interesting? I wonder what they do.
I think that's called nepotism, isn't it?
Yeah. Have your family work really close to you?
I don't like it one bit.
Shari, are you taking off?
Yeah.
All right, dude. Do you want to say anything before you leave?
Stay tuned for Ops Fuck Kiss You Literally, stage 3.
All right.
Oh, God. Hey, Shari, if you want your Guy Fawkes mask, you know what you got to do, right?
I know. I don't know what address to give you, then. I forgot to ask him, and what happened when he replied to my text.
And the cabin's giving Crappy Tires homework. If you need homework, too, we'd be more than happy to give it to you.
I don't do
Facebook
anyway. I won't do it.
All right.
See
you,
everyone.
All right, Shari. Take care now.
Later, Shari.
Shari Wong, everybody.
Quiet in here again.
Yeah, well.
There's no more, like, spaceship taking off.
Dude. Swear to God, man. It sounds like you
had to return to
an airplane hangar.
That's how paranoid he is. He has so many fucking VPN proxies and whatever and so on and so forth. It's not even needed.
Well, when you go on television shows, bro, and DDoS live during the show, it's good to keep an extra thick condom going, right?
not to mention admitting to bringing down MasterCard and all that. So, yeah, it's probably best that he has all that protection.
Yes, I think that was a good... whatever you want to fucking call it, good show. But a lot of things were, misinformative or not very correct.
Yeah, I don't think it was that good. I think it was entertaining, but I think factually,
did you say,
I don't think
it was very
good at all.
Misinformative?
I'm pissed drunk right now, so fuck you.
This is the future, everybody. This is the future.
He's going to college. Leave him alone.
What's the laws team working on?
I really can't discuss it. But
dude, I'll tell you right now, we have another banker's docs coming out tomorrow afternoon.
Here's the thing, though.
You can't stop it. It's all Google.
Here's the thing about the laws team. I am the only one fucking doing shit. All right?
You need
I'm
a better
I'm putting myself out there. Everyone has work. They got school. They're fucking each other and shit. There's no focus or concentration. I'm the only one focusing, and I'm just like, you know.
Oh, surprise, fucking surprise, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think the only other person online that's actually been in the cabin would be Airbags. He can tell you how focused our room is. We're hardcore 20%.
More than any others.
Yeah.
I mean,
getting shit done versus not getting shit done is what it comes down to. Cabin crew gets shit done.
It's one person doing something for everyone else, so I just kind of get unmotivated and just end up jerking off or something and just going to bed.
We don't have the time.
You better change your underwear before you go to bed with a big ball of cheese in there, boy.
So, hey, everybody, it's Vince of the Bay. We're getting dangerously close to finishing hour number one. You just missed Shari Wong's. He's gone. He's gone to bed. Thank God. God bless his heart. But I'm on now with Anand Sicko, Synthetic Divinity, Shag Me, Crappy Airbags, and Jackal Anon. And I don't feel like we resolved Synthetic Divinity's problem.
Hey, you want my opinion?
Yeah, please,
She should just fuck it. In all honesty, and this may not make any sense or anything like that, but what you should do is just ignore him for about 3 weeks and just kind of collect everything he tells you or texts you or DM'd or whatever the fuck, and just kind of make your observation off of that. You know, if he stops talking to you after the second week or the first week, you obviously know he's just trying to get into your pants or whatever. But if he continues talking to you, then he obviously still has feelings for you, and you just get back to me after then, and I'll give you some more advice.
Can I get my advice, Jackal's advice?
Yes, go ahead, Jackal.
Okay, my advice, because of his background, well, you guys weren't really in a relationship, first of all. Like, a month is not...
Yeah,
like,
I know, that's...
Yeah. So, I can think, give him the benefit of the doubt, and maybe go on a couple dates with him, and see where it leads, and then make up your mind. Because a month isn't really that long. You guys are probably both seeing other people, so that's what I would say.
Yeah, and that's why I asked too. Because I mean, it's not a month is not really long enough for me to have, you know, built something, for me to have, you know, gained trust or lost it, and to have actually meant something. And what really started all this is like just one day he texted me if I wanted to go see a movie with him at his house, and then like later on he texted me and said he was busy. But either way, the gesture, and then not just that, then the day after is when I saw him and when he was being really flirting, it just wasn't adding up, right? So I don't know. I'm still a little unsure.
That's cool. He just likes divinity.
Well, who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't?
She's hot. She's totally hot. No wonder he wants to get with you. I mean, you're hot. You're sexy. You're smart. You're funny. You're active. You know, you're badass. Why wouldn't he want to hook up with you again?
Thank you.
I feel bad. She sounds like she's actually upset about this.
She is. I can tell
yeah.
she is.
But that's why I would say give it another chance.
Honestly, a month is really kind of like the time frame
yeah.
where you just fall hardcore in love with someone and then to be taken away or moved apart. It's kind of like really heartbreaking. You don't know what to do. You don't know what goes on because you're so confused.
Yeah.
I've been there, done that.
What would Shaggy do? That's what I would say every morning.
What would I do if I was her? I don't know, because I'm not a girl. I've never been a
WWSD.
Girl.
Yeah,
I'll
give it another world.
What would I do? I would probably just get some ass and move on. That's just fucked up. That's me.
That's your solution to everything, though, Shaggy. I got a flat tire? Oh, fuck. Let me get some ass and just fuck it. damn, I got fired. Fuck, I need to go get some ass and just move on.
Wall Street fucked up. Let me just get some ass and move on.
Shag, you must be Italian.
I've actually seen a picture of Shag. He's not that bad looking.
Yeah, I'm a sexy fox now.
No, I've actually seen you without your mask. You just don't know it.
Yeah, I know, I know, yeah. No, I knew it was you from your voice, so I just pretended like I didn't know and blah, blah,
That's
blah,
cool.
and so on. Yeah.
It was relaxing though, right?
Huh?
We got NYPD in the building. I can't believe NYPD has their own Blog Talk account. Do they do shows? Has anybody clicked on the Blog Talk Radio account of NYPD? Dude, NYPD, bro, you got to get yourself an avatar and start hosting some shows. I want to hear the Tony Baloney show. Is that? In fact, I wonder if that is.
That has
Tony
a ring
Baloney.
To it.
I wonder if Tony Baloney is actually in the chat room. Maybe that's he's like.
Well,
I
he's bored. He can't go
I
to work anymore, and he stays up all night watching his backyard.
They get on the Twitter. They get on the Blog Talk. I'm gonna sneak up on him.
Yeah, the Tony Baloney show. I think that'd be badass, dude. And Jackal Anon agrees, but I can tell by the clickings.
Click, clack, click, clack.
No, we're looking up analytics on a leak, the new serial leak that happened today. See how many people looked at it.
What?
Yeah, the new serial deepfake.
Oh, I saw the tweet. I didn't.
It was pretty nice. I liked it.
Can you
bank one?
Post that in the chat room or something?
Yeah,
it's a link. I think I saw that tweeted, but I never got to check it out.
So we wanted to figure out how many people went to the Tumblr page for it, and we have 7,000 people that have looked at it through there.
I didn't know the cabin crew had a Tumblr until just a second ago.
Yeah, we haven't really used it yet. We're probably gonna have all
the Tony Baloney show with your host Tony Baloney. If you don't like it, I'll mace you, bitch. Wow. Listen to my show on Blog Talk Radio or I'll pepper spray your ass. Tony Baloney on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, you don't fuck with your girl either. That is really fucked. That really fucked.
Oh, me. I will. Oh, I deal exclusively in Mason.
All right, can I have the mic again?
Yeah, go ahead, dude.
So this link that we just posted and Sicko just posted, it's live still, so enjoy a live deface.
Yeah, I thought it was spectacularly
in
done.
In progress.
Yeah, it's still defaced.
The Nyan Cat? No way!
Yeah, they're not very good at taking that shit down very quickly.
Unless
no.
They're fucking running around trying to keep their country from eating the fucking shit.
No, they're doing it themselves, eating it. What's funny is what are they going to hit to get back to Anonymous and the other people that have done this. Like, are they going to hit Harvard again? Like, seriously?
The only thing that I fear from Anonymous doing all this stuff is the backlash on the people.
No, I can't say much, but that's not going to happen.
They're shooting RPGs at the fucking people, dude.
Yeah.
How much more of a backlash can there be?
I know, but I still think it's a valid way. I'm not saying anybody should stop what they're doing because I think it's a fucking amazing work. I think
the central bank
defaces are some
the
of the best defaces I've ever seen.
By the way, I'm sorry to cut you off, but what we're talking about here for people who are just listening, the central bank of Syria
got hacked.
Is,
like seriously, think
bank,
about that. That'd be like our federal
.gov.sy. It's a deface, another wild deface of a Syrian website. That
just
is
look at the
still,
weather.
And it says Syrian Central Bank breached by Siri Nyan Cat.
Look at the weather.
Look at the weather. Look at the stock
the weather's
price.
All rainbows.
No, they're double rainbows.
And
anybody notice the Bitcoin?
The advertising.
I was just about to read it out loud too.
Oh yeah.
And
what I'm saying.
There's a strawberry Pop-Tart Ion Cat.
It's a Siberian Ion Cat.
With the Syrian flag shooting out of its ass instead of the rainbow.
And then with your good old safety tips at the bottom.
Bashar al-Assad, it says, well hung God King.
These Syrian defaces, they're some of the best defaces I've seen Anonymous do.
I mean,
mad props to the people who are doing them. You know, I think it's a valid worry to worry that, you know, the people will be targeted for it. But that doesn't mean you should not do anything. You shouldn't fear repercussions for what you do. You should,
how about
you should fight.
Let me put it this way. For every single page that's been defaced, what documents have been taken out of it?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Okay, so if they start killing people more and more targeted because of this, what do you think is going to happen?
Oh, no, no doubt. No, I'm not saying it shouldn't happen. I'm saying it's...
And again, this is their national bank. What kind of documents do you think is behind that?
Yeah, that's pretty wicked. You know,
that's all I'm going to say, sir.
That's wicked. I'm just saying, you know, I fear for the people. But then again, if this wasn't happening, if these defaces weren't happening, I still fear for their people.
They're still rolling through with tanks and killing people. They're still raping people for protesting.
Exactly. I mean,
so
that's what I'm saying.
A deface isn't
going to
make it worse.
Because dictators, they get butt hurt quickly.
Actually, he gets more butt hurt than most because...
He said it perfectly.
He has his own hacking army. Like, that's what he loves hacking. Like, that's what he does. He has his own hacking army, and they go around and hack things for him.
So, that doesn't...
Yeah, we reported that on the show, and that's right. Once again, Syrian Central Bank was breached by Siri Nyan Cat. Siri Nyan Cat.
That cat is badass.
Yeah, I want it on a T-shirt.
Don't fuck with Siri Nyan Cat.
Meow.
Got that Syrian flag flying out of its ass. All right. Speaking of the safety tips on the bottom. Speaking of shit flying out of one's ass, Op No Pro's here. What's up, Op No Pro?
Hey, bucko.
Yo, Op No Pro.
Son, I'm just adding something to the defacement. I'll be right with you. One second, please. I'll be there in 1 minute.
Centrale, Banque Centrale.
You're adding
it. I know it was Italian, but okay. The safety tips are at the bottom are a great touch. You know.
Did you click on it?
Yeah, I did, but I can't read it.
Yeah, you can. You can change
it. Oh,
you click to English.
Here, I'll post you a new chat.
It's okay. We're all noobs once.
No, I just saw Syrian writing and clicked out.
Syrian writing, really? You mean Arabic?
It's Arabic. Same thing.
This one was subtle. This one was more subtle, bro. They can't all be just like wild and in your face. This one was more subtle, dude.
Oh no, this one's my favorite one so far.
No, I think
that Arabic women are anatomically different from white girls, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. They have sideways vaginas, and so the further you spread their legs, the tighter it gets.
Oh.
I'm trying to do my work. That's a fucking funny one.
Oh, hey, I want to give a shout out real quick to Warthog117, an old friend of the show, Warthog117, who is tweeting me. He's listening to the show right now on a London bus, but he can't call in. He's just listening on the bus. Awesome, dude. I appreciate you listening on your way to work. Hopefully we can provide you with a little bit of entertainment for the next 50 minutes. Yeah,
6 o'clock in the morning.
Bed, and he's just getting up and starting his day. Thank God Wong's is in bed, by the way. Oh, my God.
Dude, he's got to get that printing press out of his room.
It's a non-sick. We got a non-sicko here. Aesthetic divination. I'm sorry. Is it divination or divinity?
Divinity.
My bad. AKA Div. Also, Shag Me, Crappy Airbags, Jackal Anon, and Op No Pro. It sounds like you're talking.
So we've had two releases on this show tonight. Let's see what
oh my God! Two. We had a wild leak and a wild deface, all in within the span of just
to be
a little
fair,
bit.
Well, usually
the deface is already there. The deface is already there, but the Jamie Dimon thing happened as far as I can tell while we were on the air.
It was tweeted out while you were on.
To be fair, I have a handful of releases while the show's on. So
you have some as well.
No, never mind. I didn't miss what I was saying.
I just released a wild lizard from my pants.
You're releasing little children?
A wild leak out of my pants. Oh, it looks like Ghost Zero is muted for some reason. I don't know what you're doing. Are you spamming my room, Ghost Zero? What the hell?
No, he didn't do anything. He didn't even talk for the past 4 minutes. That's so weird.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. The thing just does that every once in a while. Randomly, it'll just mute people. Oh, he said LOL. Oh, well, that'll show you. How dare you LOL in this chat room? There will be no LOLing. All right? I run a very, very sophisticated show here. We're professional here. And I will not allow any LOLing, okay? No lulzing, no lulling, none of that stuff. Nothing with L's and O's or U's involved. My God.
Okay,
If you're just joining us, we got a huge panel here inside my
You got an exclusive in 5 minutes.
Uh-oh.
All you dickwads out there that hate Commander X, come on over. We're going to go over the bail agreement and fuck all the we're doing everything tonight. Screw you, Parallax 9. Jester, suck my dick. All of you guys. Wow.
Word to lube.
Word up. That's Op No Pro, everybody. Op No Pro's in the building. And he's talking about Commander X.
Sounds like he's getting work done, too. It sounds like his fingers are getting busy.
Yeah. Allegedly, Commander X had his arraignment today.
He got out today.
Jose.
Try that link for a second. Let's see if that works.
Is it
in the chat room?
All
right. Should work. But I gotta send it to my TwitPic. I'm not a dictator. I'm a dictaster. Wait, that's wrong. Wait, that's wrong. I had to reverse. Fuck that shit. But there it is. Being added.
Awesome screenshot.
Here's the awesome screenshot.
AwesomeScreenshot.com.
Nice add-on.
Dictators, they love the way my dick tastes. You raped my cat, fucker.
What?
It's on the top of the Syrian Central Bank.
Yeah, that's what it says. He's reading the goddamn thing.
Is it on there right now, like in real life?
No, we don't have to do that. We just send them a copy of this.
Oh, yeah. They'll just think it was on there?
Absolutely. They don't know any difference. Yeah. Okay.
You know, we can do entire defaces like this.
Oh, I have to. Oh. You don't have to hack to do a defacement.
You basically are lazy.
We make these up, and then they go out by faxes and stuff, and it's a lot of fun.
Hey, wait.
And
I'm going to deface Vince then.
I'm defacing Google tonight.
I face a lot of stuff doing it this way. That's why Parallax 9 and everybody else goes, oh, you deface this. I'm going to have you arrested. I go, good man. Good work.
They're just internet trolls.
I know, but they are causing problems. I was just talking over it with Jay Lederman. So anyway, Vince, you got the exclusive. Tell everybody later.
What's the exclusive again?
Oh, I just got off the phone getting briefed on the... on X's bail agreement and everything.
Oh, yes, please, indulge us.
So, let's see, am I watching the chat room? Well, where do you want to start? Do you want to start at the conditions that
he is
under?
Let's start at the beginning. Start wherever it makes the most sense.
Conditions and bail.
He was born, let's see, when's X's birthday? June 27th, 1906. I'm not going through that stuff. Fuck you guys that are trying to get more shit. And so, start at the beginning, the arraignment today at 1:30 PST, scheduled, took place later. I heard from counsel as soon as he got out of the arraignment and going over the bail conditions, which were discussed earlier this morning, because we knew that one of the conditions was going to be exiting in the Ninth Circuit area. So he is restricted to Northern California. You hear that? And then we have...
That's where I'm restricted to also, with neighbors.
Putting him in your house, you love him so much. So, yeah, there is good weed in Northern California, although...
I heard there is, too. I just heard.
Well, Vince, did you listen to the thing when you handed the radio station over to myself and Sticko the Clown, Stinko? Did you hear the...
Sticko, it's Sticko, yeah. Yes, I do recall that. Thank you.
Did you like that? 545 pounds being sold to Stinko the Clown. It was cool as shit. It was really cool. So anyway...
I appreciate that.
Stinko the Clown, you heard it here, Sticko. And then what we're doing is... Chris went in and... Very nice, as he always is, you know. And the reason he gets outrageous is because he considers all of the Anon's kids his kids. They're his family, and he really means it. So that's why he gets outraged. And a lot of you are wondering, you know, why does he want to drop a bomb on somebody's head or up their ass? And it's just that's the level he takes things to. He's quite passionate about being upset when anybody gets arrested. Now, when he gets arrested, well, that's just a whole nother story. You'll see what happens when it's in court. The conditions of the situation are that, one, he must stay in Northern California, unable to leave for a foreign country until we will see what happens on November 1st. These are the conditions going into the November 1st hearing.
Oh, so he's going to be on November 1st, too.
That's right.
All of them are going to be on November 1st.
They're going to group everybody together, but not call
wow.
them.
Wow. And But his whole thing is with Santa Cruz, right? Like he has nothing to do with the.
Vince, we're going over the stuff that the government gave tonight.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, my bad. Continue.
Yeah. In other words, they.
Yeah, we'll analyze after. Go ahead. Continue.
Yeah. Sorry. Prevented from the following three locations. He is not to be on Facebook, Twitter, or IRC. No further questions need be asked. Those are the three conditions that he is not to discuss. Don't even come up with where the others are. It is Twitter, Facebook, and IRC. Stop asking, assholes. And then... Those are the three communication locations. Now, what are the preventions?
That he's not able to use, correct?
Not able to use.
Okay.
At least until November 1st, end of his hearing. Okay?
We should have him as a guest on here.
Oh, I will. I was going to do it tonight. That's where I've been. I've been fixing my satellite and going over a briefing. So, what is he not allowed to do relative to communicating with people? Okay, that's interesting, and I'll discuss that in length if you want to get into it. But the first condition, he is not able to talk to, communicate with, send messages to, etc., anybody that is currently PLF or used to be PLF. Okay? Notice that it excludes people that want to be PLF. Well, that's interesting language. Now, the next one is he is not able to talk to
anybody. Can I interrupt for a second?
Let's cover them all at once. Go ahead.
Is anonymous a part of that?
Let me cover all of them.
Okay.
The next one is anonymous. How's that? The next one is anonymous. He is not allowed to talk to any Anons current, any Anons past.
Or future?
No, they left it out of the language. How interesting. But we're not going to tell them how to change stuff right now.
Oh, fucking.
We're not going through it. Please be careful of the questions that you ask, okay? We're not here to make it any harder for him, unless your name's Parallax 9 or somebody else. Face yet? All you other fucks. Your day is coming, man. It is, you cyber bullies, twat faces. And then
Why are you in such a good mood today?
Well, I don't like. I look, they were part of Chris's arrest. I do not like what's going on. Okay, I am livid. I like Parallax 9. We get along well until he gets carried away, but we always get it back to the right place. And you know, I enjoy communicating with him because he's quite a professional. But he knows that I'm very upset with the issues that he feels he has to do. I mean, he really is dedicated to it, and we just are on different sides of the Antarctic. The third communication, we've got PLF, we've got Anons.
So far, it sounds to me like there's no reason why he can't be a guest on Vince in the Bay.
I'm going to get him tonight, Vince. He will be on the show, okay? But I mean, to speak to that, everybody has to be very cautious and concerned and sensitive to the fact that you will be talking.
And some people don't need not to call in.
It's in current trial, okay? And so there are certain questions you refrain from asking.
That's the thing is. That's the thing is. I probably wouldn't even ask him anything. I'd just let him talk.
I'll be more than happy to ask him because I know what the limits are and where the line is drawn.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. I'd be happy to let you guys do that. Go ahead.
Yeah. Then. So basically, it's PLF and Anonymous. He has no restriction on his computer and no restrictions from being in any Wi-Fi situations. The living condition is he's being put up already by somebody in Northern California. I'm not allowed to do it. I am not in the domestic 48 states of the United States. So they don't count territories and stuff. You have to be in the mainland. So I'm not allowed to take them. The other thing is that so that person has come forward and bail money, zero. A discussion took place on a surety bond just to make sure he stayed around. $35,000 discussion. And he's going to be staying with one of the people from the 2010 Peace March on all the paperwork that I sent out the other day on Twitter. And the little guy that thinks he's the jester, the new jester, fuck you, little kid. You want to try and do that shit? You don't know what you're talking about. You have no idea what you can and can't do at law. Don't play a lawyer. Matter of fact, don't even play a human being. You're disgusting.
Damn.
You are a fucknut. No, this guy doxes Chris tonight, you know? With all of his pictures and all of stuff that he thinks is X. You know, oh, wow, really cool, guy. Take all my Twitters and put them out there, you fucking nut.
Yeah, but at this point, does it matter if he's doxed? He's already been banned.
There is no assurance that they have Commander X, according to Jay. All
okay.
Right? Notice that Jay is saying that Chris came before the courts. I'm the one that's saying Commander X came before the court. He and I are on different paths, okay? Jay and I don't argue about these things. Jay is presenting a case. Now, if you remember that an IP is not a person, then it is only logical to move down the equation that a nickname is not a person either. And now you start understanding some of the future discrepancies that are going to take place. Do you follow?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, well, good luck connecting a nickname to a fucking person.
Especially
that you've
in a...
never met, that you've never heard the real voice, that you've never seen in person. Tonight, I exposed Commander X in a positive manner. I put a tweet out saying, here's Chris, man, here's Commander X. And you hear him talking in the dark. It was really a beautiful video. And it says, Chris, hey, how you doing? And he goes, oh, everything's fine. It's really good. Laughs a while with the guys, and Chris is there talking. Now, if anybody can say that's Commander X or show me any videos that are that voice, all the power to you. All the power to you guys and everything that has to take place. Now, we received a disc. Jay did. Jay's firm. Jay is representing. And that disc is the hand that the government has. They present a disc. Each of the defendants has one. They're different. Mercedes is not the same as Owens, let's say. Owens is not the same as Chris. That's the way it goes. They're different cases. 14 of
the
people.
That's a discovery disc there, OpnoPro?
The discovery disc. So the discovery disc was given to Jay. And as soon as he's done with Occupy Your Wife, tonight he said he'd get a hold of me, and we're going to go over the discovery disc considerations at the appropriate time, probably tomorrow after some other paperwork is signed. So, zero money put up. Three conditions on communications on the internet or using the net. Three locations, specific, till November 1st, Northern California, staying at a house, reputable person, individual, one that is connected to the Peace 2010. I hope all of you read the president's letter and everything else that Chris wrote. It's absolutely brilliant stuff. He's quite a guy, quite a guy. And don't get carried away with his insanity. That's got very little to do with what he is about. He will protect anybody fiercely that is losing their rights. And that's pretty much sums it up, guys. Girls, is that questions? What? How do you want to handle it? Vince, there you go. You have the exclusive on the conditions of the mystification and myth of Commander X.
I've got a question for you, OpnoPro. In the indictment, it was, you know, basically said, hey, we tracked your IP, right, and hide my ass and blah, blah, blah. Did the discovery get into a whole lot more detail? How heavyweight are the discovery documents?
I'm not at liberty to discuss discovery documents. Those are the closed documents that were shared with the law firm.
No, nope. In terms of the quantity of them, is there a lot of discovery, or is it pretty limited?
Disc, and I have not reviewed it yet. Certain paperwork has to be completed. Jay has it. He has to finish with his wife first. In talking to her and doing Occupy My Wife like I started last night for everybody. You know.
That's cool. I was just wondering.
It's impossible to say. I mean, you get a disc, and if it's filled, then that's 15.8 million pages, 20 foot by 8 foot, filled from the floor to the ceiling. However, we don't know how much is on the disc.
Got it.
No, I don't know. I mean, a DVD, how much is on a DVD? Well, who the fuck knows? We only know them. And then we're not taking into consideration compression and a whole bunch of algorithms. So bring it down to a better space. So the issue becomes one of how much they have on them. If they have a whole bunch, then we'll see what Jay has to say. In the interim of knowing exactly what the hand is of the government at a poker table, it is always wise to say that Chris is the person that was in court. And to infer that it is Commander X, for the counsel to say that would be ludicrous. And that's why you're hearing two different messages between him and me. Okay? I'm not his lawyer. I am.
Oh, I wasn't questioning that. I was just asking the other question, which I understand why you can't answer.
I certainly can't answer it at this time.
Right on. Hey, let's take another call, shall we? We have somebody that's holding, somebody that called in from a blocked number. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Good. I'm trying to get some food to go. Is that cool with you?
Yeah, man, get pizzas. They're in New York at Wall Street, you fuck.
On a night out there in Cashville. It's hot, ain't it?
All right. Goodbye.
What? Hello?
Okay.
All right. That's soundboard battle was last night. Sorry, bro. Soundboard battle was last night.
Soundboard Sunday.
Soundboard Sunday.
Let's
Sunday,
do it.
Sunday, Sunday. Watch hydro-powered soundboards dance through the gates of hell right here on Blog Talk Radio. Soundboard Sunday. Sunday, Sunday.
Yeah. I'm Ghost. God damn it, I want you to screen those fucking calls. You get those pricks off the phone.
Whoa. Chill out, OpnoPro. Can somebody sedate him, please?
Too much cocaine, Dave.
Dude, I'm telling you, bros. Hey, you know, Div, you've been a little quiet over there. What's going on with you? Why are you so quiet over there?
I'm just thinking.
Oh, what are you thinking about?
everything.
Your ex-boyfriend.
Him too.
Are you asleep? You sound like you're half asleep. What kind? We gotta wake you up. What kind of music do you like? What kind of music do you listen to?
I like everything from like Middle Eastern electronica to fucking industrial to indie. I don't know. It's just all over the fucking world.
Industrial indie.
Yeah.
Do you like Ministry?
I've heard the name. Probably not. Like, I don't think I've heard any of their music.
That's when I think of industrial. I think of Ministry. Yeah. Do you like the New World Order? Do you like the New World Order?
I haven't heard of any.
No.
No, I've heard of Wumpscut. Emiliano, Crew Shadows, if they're even considered industrial. Comedy Christ. Oh my god, I fucking love Comedy Christ.
Comedy Christ?
Comedy Christ.
No, unfortunately that's not on my switchboard. What else are you into?
What other music? I like rock. Like good old Pantera, good old Metallica. That stuff is amazing. What else? Some of Lady Gaga stuff is good. Adele is good.
I love Lady Gaga. Oh my god.
One of
my all time biggest guilty pleasures. Oh
really?
My god. Yes. Oh my god, Lady Gaga. Yes, of course. I was born this way. I can't help it. She's a guilty pleasure of mine.
And Florence and the Machine. I can't forget.
Oh, I like Florence and the Machine too. Big fan of Florence and the Machine. I love that record. I don't know what else she's done, but that record is amazing. Her voice is fantastical.
I know. And then, I forget. Edith Piaf.
Who?
Edith Piaf. La Vie en Rose.
You're pissed off? I'm pissed off too, dude. Totally, man. Down
no.
with the man.
Edith Piaf. Yeah, like, how does that song go?
Edith Edith what?
Piaf. P-I-A-F. She's French.
Not familiar.
It's, if you hear the song, I'm pretty sure you'll remember it. It's, I can't even sing it. That one. Yeah. It's Je vois la vie en rose. I see life in pink. It's one of her lyrics. I love that song so much. And Emily Adam, I think I said that already. who else? I have to like look at my iTunes. I have too much music.
All right, keep looking at your iTunes. Keep coming up with stuff. Let me see. I got another call here. Block number. You're on the air. Who's this? Caller. No. Soundboard Sundays. Soundboard Sundays. Not tonight. Sorry. Go ahead, Div. What else?
Immortal Technique is good too.
I love Immortal Technique. That dude's badass. Guy's pissed like all the time. He was down at the Wall Street protest.
Yeah
I heard
Beast.
About that.
What was that, Jackal? Sorry?
He was there with Beast.
With Beast 1333.
Yeah, Sabu was trying to get into
Beast 1337 though. That's what I don't
care. That would be good. But Sabu's trying to get them to do a track together.
I saw him tweet about that. That would be pretty badass. Although they sound almost exactly alike, though. It'd be hard to...
Dude, you know that track would be so legit, though.
Oh, absolutely.
What do you think about the Team Poison Anonymous track? Operation Censor This. Don't censor this.
I don't know if I've heard it, dude. You'll have to send it to me. Is it new?
Yeah, it came out yesterday.
Oh, yeah, I probably haven't heard it. Yeah,
money's going to...
Because there's so many of these videos, you can't keep up with all of them, man. It's nuts.
Yeah, but it's anonymous. It's an anonymous and Team Poison, like, mashup for an operation. That's pretty epic, actually. Since they hate us, and I'm personally friendly with them, but a lot of other Anons aren't friendly with them. But for us to come together for a good cause is pretty amazing.
Oh, Vance, we've got to talk about the government telling YouTube they're not allowed to put up any protest videos.
We already did.
We can talk about it again. I already forgot about it. Go ahead. Get us up to date. What happened?
Well, the reference is that YouTube, through pressure of the government, is forbidding any protest videos to go up on YouTube. Now, that's kind of interesting. They're allowed to show videos of murderers. They're allowed to show videos of...
donkey dicks.
Of Johnson Linton dickwad. You know, they can do that. We know that he's responsible for certain things. That's why he's MIA. And... certainly, you know, they have KKK videos. They have Hitler's real films. They have a whole bunch of shit. But guys are not allowed to have any videos about a protest. Since when does...
I don't get down like that.
When do they make a decision and become the judge, the jury, and the executioner? They have no right whatsoever to be doing that kind of a thing. And given that they're a media site, given that they are a news broadcasting situation, they are media. They are delivering messages all around, worldwide. And
completely agreed that they shouldn't be doing it, but y'all got to remember who runs YouTube.
Yeah,
not like
not
Google has never censored anything before. Google is not the most evil corporation in the world.
Well, it isn't. The situation becomes one of, even PayPal screwed up. Okay, when PayPal first came out, they didn't have many regulations. As soon as they started giving us interest on our deposits, they became part of a banking charter. And they have to follow banking rules. Now, rest assured that YouTube is going to have to follow FCC rulings. They're going to fall under communication rulings. And as soon as somebody presses that, which Mitch Kapoor will do at EFF, communication services are not allowed to do that kind of thing. They are open situation, just as I could protest and say, hey, show 30 minutes of KKK, I want to do 30 minutes of Anonymous.
You know, deleting people's full accounts.
Equal presentation. Yeah, Mitch Kapoor at EFF, shout out. And John, shout out for Grateful Dead. Founding EFF. Grateful Dead. How about that? That's amazing.
I'm ripping all that shit locally right now with the Zillysoft YouTube video converter, by the way. I'll just post it from now to the day I'm fucking dead from 12 million IPs.
We'll never stop.
I don't get down
like that. Videos on YouTube. Never stop it. Let them fucking sue all of us. I don't mind at all. It's time to get arrested. Absolutely. So anyway,
okay,
you can't get arrested for posting.
You can get arrested.
I don't get down like that.
You don't think about what's right or wrong or on the right side of the law. You don't step down in a crosswalk knowing that you have the right of way when there's a truck coming at 55 miles an hour. You still don't step down. So it's not about whether you're on the right or wrong. You're not going to argue with a Mack truck doggy. So the whole thing becomes one of, what is reasonable. And YouTube will take the same stance that all of the broadcast networks took in the first 10 days of Occupy Anything. I mean, I can run Occupy My Wife videos all day on YouTube. And they want to tell me that's
right. They tried this with the Scientology videos and failed miserably, and the shit's still up on YouTube. They gave up after a while.
It's not about Google, guys. It's about broadcast networks. The YouTube will fall under broadcasting laws and regulations, and that's the direction they wanted to go in. Eventually, there'll be lifetime broadcasting, which they're prevented from doing. You know, they it'll become a monopoly. And here's where we go.
All right. Who just flushed the goddamn toilet? Seriously, I hope that's a soundboard. I hope that is a goddamn soundboard. Seriously, everybody's getting muted right now. That's disgusting. Seriously, everybody. All right, that's it. A little timeout. I don't appreciate the soundboards, nor do I appreciate people taking a shit and flushing the toilet on the air without muting themselves. I don't care what, either way, whether it was a soundboard, it was a disgusting soundboard. That was very, that was not professional at all, whether it was a soundboard or not. Okay. And I'm sorry that I have to put my show on goddamn timeout every once in a while just to point these things out. But, you know, we're trying to have etiquette here. You know, I was talking to Shari Wong earlier about chivalry. And I think this kind of is in line with that. I think, you know, just check yourself, people. Seriously. Now, Div, back to the music. What other bands are you into? Do you like hip hop?
Not really.
No. Are you racist?
No.
Why don't you like hip hop?
I like Mortal Technique.
Oh yeah, that's right. He's hip hop. Yeah, it's true. He's hip hop. Yeah. I like him because he's just pissed off. Hey, do you like morphine?
Like the drug? I never tried it.
No, the band.
Never heard of it. Never heard of them.
Oh, okay. I'm just looking at my switchboard here. Mumford and Sons.
Oh, my God, yes. Love that.
Really? You like Mumford and Sons, really?
Yeah.
All right, let's play some Mumford and Sons. Boy, first, let me take these calls real quick. Hang on, then we'll play some Mumford and Sons. Go ahead, caller, you're on the air. Who's this? Go ahead, caller, you're on. You just called in. You got a blocked number. You're on with Vincent Div. What's up? Soundboard Sunday. That's Soundboard Sunday, not tonight, all right? Another block number. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Vincent the Bay. This is Kyoto.
Oh, motherfucking Kyoto up in this. What's up, Kyoto?
You know, I wanted to call. I've been listening, and I still want to have Op No Pro's babies. I thought his when he was talking about the situation with X, made me feel a wave of passion and non-cynicism that I haven't felt in some time.
Take me off mute, Vince.
You're off mute, dude. Who said you were
on?
Well,
I wasn't when you were talking to the chick, prick.
Well, I was having Div time, all right, bro? Now Kyoto's on and he's talking to you. Of course you're going to be unmuted. Jesus Christ, dude.
I don't know. I was trying to talk to the girl. I was wondering
come on.
If he was talking about...
I know how to fucking run a goddamn switchboard. Don't try to produce my show for me, all right? Just listen to Kyoto, all right? And shut up.
Go on, Kyoto. That's a nice pretty hand, by the way.
Thank you, Op No Pro. Thank you. And, you know, I more or less sit on the sidelines of a lot of this stuff, although I am, you know, kind of, I don't play on Twitter for the most part, et cetera, but you have my sword. As the saying goes.
Are you the one that talks to me about being the... Are you talking to me on Twitter yesterday about the 8 principles of joining the swords, stuff like that? Was that you?
No.
Oh, good. Well, I don't want to touch your sword too closely, if you don't mind. But, no, I really appreciate the feedback. And it's just the way I am. Just the way I do it. But I'm not pregnant, so I don't know what baby you're going to have. I've had a vasectomy, so I'm glad you think the sex has been good, but there's no fish there, my man. There's no fish. So, okay. Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. That's some wonderful feedback, and I'll let X know tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I follow it all fairly closely, and I've just been quite busy with work and haven't had opportunity to call in recently, but, you know, I am a supporter and certainly an old schooler myself on this stuff. And
good deal.
I just have a keen appreciation for what you bring to the show, Op No Pro.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Now we can get back to trolling. And Vince sucks my cock.
That's right. Right after mine.
Very well, thank you. I suck it very well. Anyways, back to a Div. So Div, what do you? I got two songs on here. What was the band I was going to play? Mumford and Sons. They got Little Lion Man and Roll Away Your Stone. Which one of those two? Little Lion Man, Little Lion Man? All right, here we go. We're going to take a quick little interlude here, play a tune here from Mumford & Sons, and then come back and wrap up the show. If you want to get in on this, there's still time, 347-826-7667. And here's a brief message from Mumford & Sons.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I
what
gotta,
I gotta say.
Say.
Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. Yeah, motherfucking. Yeah, it's DITB up in this for 10 more minutes. Stop hating in the Bay, everybody. If you just do what Selassie says and stop hating in the Bay, everything will be okay. I got Anon Sicko with me, Div, Shag Me, Crappy Airbags, Jackal Anon, Op No Pro, and Kyoto holding us down for another 10 minutos. We had a caller that called in earlier from 937 who had the hand up I was just about to go to, and that caller is back. I want to say that was Goose. Goose, if that's you, if you want to get back in here, just press 1 and I'll bring you back on. Goose Cream Soup, good friend of the show. She's got some sort of stage fright. Okay, who has got their microphone up their ass right now and are making a
Vince, you make me laugh so much. It's not funny.
I do, but mine's muted.
Oh, that's not you. Somebody is in the background. Man, whatever. It is what it is. Yeah, so Goose Cream Soup gets a little bashful when she comes on the show, and I think we need to collectively assist her and help her get through her stage fright.
Don't worry about it, Goose.
I think she has a sweet voice.
Yeah,
she should use it more.
You know, we let Shag Me on here, so there's nothing you could say that could be worse than what comes out of his mouth.
Aren't there a couple?
Yeah.
No, she's with Sicko. Sicko and
she's with Stinko the Clown.
Yeah.
Dude, get your Anon couple straight, bro. You should know. Friend. You're like the chief lovebird.
No. Power couple.
Yeah, we're starting to come on me.
I'd rather be alone.
You're like the Bradgelina of Anonymous. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you know what happens in 10 minutes.
What?
You know what
10
happens.
Minutes.
You know what happens.
Yeah.
She gets off work.
Sweet.
And I'm in Denver.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Fappity, fappity.
That's what you're going to be doing, fappity, fappity.
Make videos.
Please don't narrate.
There's been.
Hey, Jackal, I heard you're going to take her to eat at the Y.
Oh, yeah. You can read my text
messages
right now.
Girls love to eat there.
Going fishing for Blue Van Throbber.
Yeah, but Vince likes blue waffles, so.
Wow. All right, so I've got so many YouTube protest videos ripped to MPEG-4, dude, that I want them to take them down at this point so I can put them back up.
Never happened.
What's that?
They will never pull it off. Never pull it off.
Motherfuckers.
People will just loading and reloading everywhere.
Well, Jackal got me all paranoid that people hadn't saved them. I'm gonna probably chew up a good 20 gigs of disk tonight with my batch downloads.
Yeah. I mean, I'll turn my server farm loose on all of YouTube. It's big. It's real big.
Let's put a bottom.
Anybody use the Zillisoft YouTube converter? That thing rocks.
Not
the
recently.
Fucking.
Not recently. No. Why?
Is it rocks?
Rocks.
I have a joke that might warm up Goose.
Please
Cream.
Do, please, by all means.
It's a joke about Goose and Stinko the Clown, okay? And this is how it goes. I'll say something really nice to help her alleviate the fear. The two of them were, Stinko grew up. He was in a hot tub with his mom, and he was staring down at her crotch, and the mom said, no, don't look at my crotch. There's teeth in there. And so he grows up most of his life thinking that women have teeth in their cunts. Really fucked up, you know. But Stinko goes ahead and meets Goose Cream Soup and says, you know, honey, I'd really like to marry you. So the two of them get together, and It's really neat. And they're on their honeymoon, and Goose is out in the living room, you know, and she goes in the bedroom and just decks out in Victoria's Secret shit. Beautiful stuff. Just lavender, beautiful, absolutely gorgeous, knockout dead. And Stinko is, like, just out in the living room on the couch. And Goose comes out and says, "What the fuck, man? Why are you out here on the couch and not with me inside the bedroom? It's our honeymoon." And he says, "Well, I can't because you have teeth in there." And she goes, "What the fuck are you talking about?" You know, she grabs Stinko's arm. She takes him into the kitchen, just trailing with him like the Red Jacket would trail somebody, and grabs him and grabs a flashlight in the kitchen and goes into the bathroom and sticks one leg up. You know, Goose is sticking one leg up on the toilet and shines a flashlight up her stuff and says, "You see any teeth?" And Stinko the clown says, "How the fuck can I see any teeth? Your gums are so swollen." Now, that helped. That helped, Goose. Goose, do you feel better now?
Wow. I think I'm going to rage quit. Holy shit.
Well, I think that's a good joke. My mom told me that when I was 7. It's, hey,
wow.
Belle Barth, you remember her from the 50s? My mom tells me that when I'm 7 years old. Come on, did I have a fucked up life because of that? My God.
Mom, to you.
No pro, you card, you. Anywho, it's Vince in the Bay. We're going to wind it up here in a couple of minutes. I got one more caller I want to bring on. Go ahead, blocked caller. You're on the air. Who's this? Dude, wrong night, dude. No soundboards tonight, bro. Sorry, wrong night. Jesus. All right, let's go around the horn real quick here before we sign off. Final thoughts, a non-sicko, your final thoughts before we get out of here.
No, just everybody retweet the last couple tweets I've sent out, please, because there are a few trending topics going on in the Dallas area, and I'm trying to help spread the word, so I'd appreciate it. Thanks.
Right on. Thanks for calling in, dude. Shag me. Final thoughts.
Yeah, I wanted to plug, on all seriousness, this group of people who do a lot of good work for people who are struggling with depression and suicidality and so on and so forth. Their group name is called To Write Love on Her Arms. You can go to their website at www.twloho.com. And they have a couple of events coming up. I wish people to take time out of their day to come there and talk to people, to, you know, just give people hope, because there's a lot of people I've been dealing with who, as well as myself, have been struggling with a lot of shit, and it would be very beneficial to them. And also add me on Twitter at dshagmeb. I'll throw in my link in the chat room if I'm not too drunk enough.
Perfect. Thanks, bro. Airbags, any final thoughts, quickly?
Nah, man, I'll call in from Occupy Wall Street tomorrow if I'm up there as late as your show comes on. That's it. And don't fucking follow me on Twitter. I fucking hate everyone.
Right on. Thanks, dude. Jackal Anon, final thoughts.
Everybody have a beautiful night.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. You too, bro. OpNoPro.
Commander X sends his regards to everybody, and yeah, you are his children, and that's why he gets upset. So, good luck, Chris.
And our good friend Kyoto.
Hit me up on Twitter / crappy airbags.
Perfecto. And last but certainly not least, Div, anything you'd like to say before we leave?
Yeah, thanks to those of you guys who, like, gave me advice and listened. And I have no idea what else. So I appreciate it, honestly, though. I really do. And just spread the love. I love you all. I love everyone.
I love you, too. And I love everybody out there as well. And I'm going to get the fuck out of here. Really quick, area code 858. You're on the air. Who's this?
And dear Jesus, all these.
Oh, it's the one angry Jew. Power. Fuck you, Jew. Fuck you, Jew. You're not going to get in here at the last minute. Block number. Who's this?
Marine Ground Forces, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Are we clear?
We're clear.
Are we clear?
Soundboards are on Sunday, you asshole!
That's right.
All right, that's it. I'm Vince in the Bay. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. I'm out, y'all. Peace out. You mad, Jew? Folks, I forgot, technically, it is Rosh Hashanah. I forgot to wish everybody a happy Rosh Hashanah. My apologies to the Jew for cutting you off, bro, on Rosh Hashanah. But, no hard feelings, dude.
Thank you very much.